Chapter 4, Text 52, Exercise 4. Listen and complete the summary of the text.
The poet addresses the West Wind as a human and describes its activities to illustrate its power. In the first stanza, the wind drives away the autumn leaves and places seeds in the earth. In the second stanza, the wind blows the clouds, which bring thunderstorms in the sky. In the third stanza, the wind sets the seas and oceans in motion. In the fourth stanza, the poet imagines being a dead leaf, a cloud, or an ocean wave sharing the wind's force. He wishes he could be lifted up by the wind to avoid being trapped by the thorns of life, because he feels he shares his being, tameless and swift and proud, with the wind. In the last stanza, he asks the wind to play him like an instrument, to inspire him to write poetry which the world would read, and by which it would be spiritually renewed, just as the rebirth of nature, which is spring, comes after the lethargy and the death of winter.